Hello, this is Shakivia. I'm calling from Crafty Video Membership. Have you requested a call back?
Yes, I have.
Okay. May I get your last name and your zip code?
Yes. Yep, it's Gilly, G-I-L-L-E. And then my zip code is 77479.
Okay, what's your email address?
Yeah, it's. I don't know if you're gonna find me. This is why I'm calling. So,
okay.
Let me explain the situation, and maybe you can figure
okay.
out.
Okay. Well, I'll certainly do my best and try and find you.
Okay. So, back in November, I called before. So I'm a premium member, and I called back in November before my account was supposed to auto renew to request it to be canceled. And at that time, I was on the phone for probably a good half hour with the lady that was helping me, and she was unable to find me. And so she said she did something and it should work. And a couple weeks later, we checked our credit card and I had been charged. So I called back and I said, hey, they weren't able to find me. They were supposed to not auto-renew, but I've been auto-renewed. Mm-hmm. Can you help me figure out how to get the charge and get my premium membership canceled? And that lady also could not find me, but she said she submitted like a help ticket or a request or something to find it and to have my credit. And, of course, then Christmas happened. I totally forgot about it, but we did not get the credit. So that's where I stand. There's two people now that haven't been able to find me in the system. But I've still been charged. I'm still able to log into my account. I mean, I'm still getting a service. I just don't want it. So.
Okay.
What would you like to do?
Well, as far as we can see, if we can retrieve an account for you. And you said you did send in an email with that information?
No, I haven't sent an email to anybody. The
okay.
second person that helped me said she sent something. I don't remember. It's been a couple months now. I don't, like a help desk ticket or something, a request. I don't know what she sent, but that's what she told me she did. I mean, I'm able to give you anything that's on my account. I could give you my email. Let me pull up what email's on this account. I can give you, let's see, I found that. Okay. I can give you their random ID number that they've given me. What would you like me to give you?
I can see if I can search by the email address.
Okay. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Okay, it's Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, and then it's the plus sign, and then it's Crafty, C-R-A-F-T-S-Y, and then
mm-hmm.
it's at gillyfamily.com, so it's G-I-L-L-E-F-A-M-I-L-Y.com.
Okay. Is there an alternate email address you may have used?
Not that I know of. And
yeah,
part
I'm not
of me
retrieving
wonders
an account.
I wonder about the plus sign. So I get emails, and obviously
mm-hmm.
I use this to log into my account.
Mm-hmm.
But I know like some systems like that plus sign messes it up. So part of me wonders if, I mean, even though I'm able to get the emails and all the other systems work for
mm-hmm.
it, that maybe that plus sign is what. But the one lady that I spent like a half hour on the phone with, she tried to look me up by address. She tried everything. She still couldn't find me.
So the best next thing for you to do would be to I can provide you with the email address. Just send an email stating that, hey, this is Nicole Gilley, with your email address and any other email address you may have possibly have or use, along with your home address, and just briefly say, I tried calling customer service and no one was able to retrieve my account, and just send in the screenshot of the purchase when it was made,
okay,
for your membership,
yeah,
and everything like that.
Okay. Okay. I can do that. What email?
Because
address?
9 times out of 10, if we can't find it this way, if you send an email with that information, we 9 times out of 10, we can find it if you do send it through email.
Okay. Okay. What?
And one more question.
Did
you have a Blueprint account when we switched from Craftsy to Blueprint?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So did you use the same email address for your Blueprint account?
I think so. Because so I originally signed up when it was Craftsy.
Mm-hmm.
And then
we switched to
Blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went back to Craftsy. So I believe,
yes, ma'am,
that I used the same email.
Okay. So, yeah, just put in if you do have any other email address that you probably use that you don't use anymore or you don't have access to, just try and remember that and then and put that in the email.
Okay.
As well.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good point. I might go back through my emails and see if I can find a different address that the Blueprint company might have sent,
mm-hmm,
me. Okay, so what email address should I be sending this information to?
All right, it's going to be Craftsy.
Okay.
At programs with an S.
Okay.
- director.
Okay.
.net.
Okay. Okay. I can try that. Okay. I guess that's all I need then. Okay.
All right. Well, I definitely thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.